Welcome to The Get Together. It's our show about ordinary people building extraordinary communities. I'm your host, Bailey Richardson. I'm a partner at People & Company and a co-author of the book, Get Together, How to Build a Community with Your People. In each episode of this podcast, we interview everyday people who have built extraordinary communities about just how they did it. Today, we have a special interview with Marjorie Anderson, one of our two podcast correspondents for this inaugural cycle of the program. For our regular listeners, you'll recall that in the middle of July, we announced that we were searching for a new podcast correspondent to help us expand the stories that we tell. For applicants, no podcasting experience was necessary. We'd offer these correspondents a hands-on mini crash course in podcasting, compensate them, and coach them as they make three episodes over their 3 months with us. We had an incredible response to this program, 117 applications, many of which moved and inspired us. We decided in the end to bring on not just one, but two correspondents, Marjorie, who you'll meet today, and Whitney Ogutu. We've been training Marjorie and Whitney over the past few months on editorial voice, how to do outreach, how to interview and to edit, and they've recorded their interviews. Before we share their interviews with you, we wanted to introduce you to Marjorie and to Whitney. So without further ado, meet the playful, diligent, sunshine-energied Marjorie Anderson, who we have had the absolute pleasure of getting to know these last few months. We know you're going to love her too. You know how we like to start this podcast. We like to ask everybody, you know, our principle is you can't fake the funk if you're a community leader. So the first question I'd love to ask you is, what do you think it is about you, whether it's your upbringing, any life experiences, your personality, that makes you passionate about community building?
The thing that I like is bringing people together. I like to see people connect in ways that maybe they didn't even think they could connect. And one of the things that I tend to tell people, and I kind of talk to you guys about during the interview process, is that I make a great dinner party host because I love orchestrating connections and seeing people and find common ground. But I'm a terrible, terrible dinner party guest because as an introvert, the last thing you want is for someone to kind of throw you in the midst of everyone else and be like, make nice and find friends. But I like to see that process with other people. I like to watch them talk to one another and find common ground and understand each other's life stories and figure out where they've got some connection there. And, you know, maybe a lifelong friend comes out of it or something like that. But that to me is just the best thing in the world to witness.
Yeah, I think too, just in terms of your personality and what I've seen in the small period of time we've spent together, you seem just very curious. Like, I know you take in a lot of podcasts, you're involved in a lot of like associations and groups and learning communities. And I can see that sort of like observer or that curious side of you come through and just witnessing and observing other people.
The feeling that you get when you see other people really just make connections in that way is hard to explain, but I just love to watch it happen. And, you know, I'm a people watcher by nature. So seeing people create those connections with one another is, you know, especially when it's quote unquote organic, is amazing. Mm-hmm. And knowing that you have a hand in being able to create some value in people's lives in that way is really rewarding.
Yeah. Social joy. That's what it's all about, my end.
That's
right. It overcomes everything. I'm curious, do you have a first memory of a community in your life? Like, I guess, whether good or bad, if you're down to go there, because I know that both sides of the coin exist.
I do. My first memory of community is drama club at my high school.
All right.
Yeah.
Glee. I watched Glee. We all watched Glee. I don't know if that's fair. That's like not really drama club. So that shows my lack of knowledge. But tell me more.
Yeah, no, it really kind of felt like the same thing, though. I was a sophomore. My freshman year, I was really just trying to get through my freshman year in high school. And I was like, all right, I guess for college applications, I should do some stuff. So I joined drama club my sophomore year, and I didn't know what to expect. I had never done any sort of acting or anything like that. I wasn't really an outgoing person. I was like, this is either going to really be cool or this is going to be the most traumatic experience of my high school life. So So I joined the drama club, and there was this, just this feeling of belonging. These, you know, we were all from different walks of life. We were all from different classes. Some of us were seniors. Some of us were freshmen. Some of us were in between. Some of us were athletes. Some of us were nerds. You know, but this hodgepodge of people came together to create and tell stories on the stage. And because we all were these weird kind of quirky people, even though we had these separate kind of personalities within our, you know, during our high school lives, we all came together at the end of the day to put on these plays and to tell these stories on stage. And it was such a wonderful experience. And these are people that I still talk to this day. We are all over the country. Some of us live outside of the US now. And it was the place that I felt that I most belonged. And, you know, if anyone ever asked me what's my favorite memory of high school, it's that, you know, room 207 was the hangout, because that was the theater room. And, but yeah, that was my first memory of community. And I knew that I always wanted to have that feeling. So I was very deliberate about, this is probably going off on a tangent, but I was very deliberate about how I curated my friendships as an adult as a result of that, because I knew that I wanted that authenticity with whoever it was that was a part of my life going forward. And it really shaped how I viewed community and friendships and relationships to this day.
One of the reasons we are so excited to have you join us as a correspondent is also your wealth of professional experience in community building, and a different experience than I think what our team has lived through. And I was wondering, could you share a little bit about how community work shows up in your life outside of as a correspondent for this podcast, maybe both professionally and personally these days?
So by day, I am the product manager of community at a not-for-profit membership association called Project Management Institute.
Which Kevin loves. Kevin was so stoked to see that you were working there.
Yeah. So, and they've been instituting community in everything that they do for quite some time now. So I get the pleasure of managing leading the team that manages that program. And then by night, I also run a blog and online community called Community by Association for community professionals in the nonprofit and association space. So I love the work so much that I've found ways to incorporate it into kind of a side hustle, I guess you would say.
You're double dipping.
I am. And it is the bee's knees. I love this work so much.
And you talked about the experience with your drama club in high school, and then now that you're really well versed in building communities amongst affiliations and nonprofit organizations, I'm curious, you know, how has the definition of community shifted or expanded for you, if at all, since those earliest days with your drama club, and given how much experience you've had working in that space now?
So it continues for me to be about the people. I think that when we're building community, especially when you're doing it as part of an organization, yes, there's the people side of it, but then there's also this huge focus on what's the value that it brings to the business, what's the ROI, what are we getting out of it, you know? And I think that all along the way, community continues to be about the people. When I first started working in community 7 years ago, I thought about it a little bit differently based off of what I knew it to be to me. So it was very much, I thought community, I thought neighborhood, I thought friends, I thought about it definitely differently in that respect versus a professional manner in the way that I do it now. But at the end of the day, it's really just about bringing people together who care about the same things. So, you know, I was talking to someone the other day about community, and we were having a conversation, and I just had the thought that, you know, community doesn't really require that you have the same opinions. It just requires that you share the passion. So, you know, you and I can both like TV shows, but, you know, I may hate sitcoms. I love sitcoms, but you know, sitcoms, you know, isn't what
record, I do not hate sitcoms.
Right. Let me just put that out there first and foremost. But sitcoms isn't what brought us together. It was our love of TV shows. But because we can have that conversation about that, then we're able to learn from one another and experience new things. And that's really what it's all about. When you think about it on a grander scale, you know, it never stops being about the people and the connections that they make. There are definite benefits to it from a business side. And I always have to wear my business hat because of the work that I do. But at the end of the day, when I'm having conversations with people across the organizations, I'm like, you can't expect to drive value without including the people who are there experiencing something within that online community. So yeah, it's that piece of it hasn't changed for me. It always has been, and I think always will be, about people.
I really like that insight of you don't have to share the same opinion, you just have to share the passion. I think that's really poignant. And I think sometimes maybe, you know, relationships that you build with a group of people where you grow, you have different opinions, but the same passion carries you through those differences and allows you to explore them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you never know what you learn from someone when you're open to making those types of connections.
You know, what's something that you've learned sort of either more tactical or more strategic, or just more like, oh, I didn't realize that was something important to the community building process? You know, it's something that you've learned now that you've done so much work in community building that you didn't know at the very beginning. Like, what's something that's an insight you've had?
So can I be candid and say all of it? Because all of it.
Yes.
When I started in community, I had no ideas, particularly online community, or, you know, the work that I do is with online communities. And when I started in this profession, I didn't participate in any communities. I wasn't participating in any forums. I didn't know what a community manager was. It was all so new to me. And at first, all I was concerned about was, you know, does it contribute strategically to the org goals? Because I wanted, at the time when I entered into this role, I just wanted to know, how can I make a significant contribution to the organization that I work for? And my boss was super supportive. And she's like, I would be happy to tell you that, but it's not going to stick unless you do the work yourself. So she sent me on a mission to find those things out. But it was really the more
smart boss.
Yeah, she was pretty amazing in that respect. She's great. She's my peer now. So I'm like, haha, Danny, look at that.
Love it.
Yeah. So, but the more I dug my heels into the work and got connected to other community managers, the more excited I got about the work. And, you know, now from, you know, strategy to metrics and everything in between, it's stuff that I just could not imagine not doing. I love this. I tell people all the time, if you ask me about community, you better have time to sit down and talk to me, because it's going to take a while. It's going to take a long time, and I'm going to talk your ear off, and you're going to be like, dear God, I wish I never asked that question. But yeah, it's, you know, I think really understanding what it takes to build soup to nuts is the big thing that I learned, because people think, oh, you can just stand in a community and off you go, it'll run itself and people will be fine and they'll engage and, you know, they'll feel like they have a sense of belonging. And that's not it at all. There's some blood, sweat, and tears that goes into that whole, you know, creating that space for people and making it safe enough for them to feel like they can make contributions in ways that are meaningful for them. And, you know, there's a whole lot that goes into orchestrating, you know, a feeling and a sense of community, that it's not just a set it and forget it. You can't just release it and expect people to do a thing. It's not a product. It's something you really need to care for.
Yeah. Beautiful. So we are going to be releasing some interviews that you host very soon. And I'm curious for everyone listening, what can they expect from your episodes?
You're going to hear a lot of jokes. Humor for me is major in my life. So, you know, there's that. But then I also hope that people will really take away some cool ways of bringing people together and walk away, as with many of the episodes that Get Together produces, knowing that community is wherever you are and you don't need money or fancy platform to build it. I hope the episodes help people feel like that if they have something they care about deeply, they can likely find others who care about it just as much and can create a community and, in some cases, lasting change because of it. It's not something that someone somewhere has a magic bean for and only they know how to cultivate community. It's in all of us, and we'd probably do it in ways that we don't even realize today. So my hope is that by listening to some of the episodes that I'm able to produce for Get Together, that people see that and feel inspired to go out and create their own communities.
Beautiful. I love that. All right. Well, last question for you today is a classic, a Get Together classic with a little spin. And it's, if we could give you a magic wand, what would you wish for the world of community?
I think that I would wish for there to be structures in place or organizations specifically created to support people who are building community holistically and advocate for the work that they do. Mm. Community management, community builders are incredibly important to building that sense of belonging that we either need in our neighborhoods or we need as part of our brands or we need as part of our organizations. All of that needs to be cultivated and created by someone who knows how to get that done. And I think it's super important for there to be structures and organizations in place that support and advocate for community builders. And, you know, perfect world, pie in the sky. I would love to see that in the future, as well as best practices from an organization, you know, if I'm looking at the profession from an organization standpoint, best practices in ensuring that we're able to, you know, there's some standard around what community building and community management looks like for larger types of community efforts.
Well, that was a specific and thoughtful answer. I would expect nothing less. And Marjorie, we're so excited to be working with you. Thank you for taking the time these 3 months to hang with us. And coming up soon, everyone will be able to listen to your interviews. So we'll leave you with the cliffhanger. Marjorie, thank you again for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
If you want to connect with Marjorie, you can reach her on Twitter at Marjorie A. I'm going to spell it for you. MarjorieAyyEEE. Or check out Marjorie's community, Community by Association. Thank you to our team. Thank you, Christian Ayala, for sound engineering, Greg David for his design work, and Katie O'Connell for marketing this episode. You can find out more about the work we do as people and company, helping organizations get clearer on who their most important communities are and how to build with those people by heading to our website, peopleand.company. Also, if you want to start your own community like Marjorie did or supercharge one that you're already a part of, our handbook is here for you. Visit gettogetherbook.com to grab a copy. It's full of stories and learnings from our conversations with community leaders, like this one with Marjorie. And last thing, if you enjoyed this podcast, please review us or click subscribe. It helps get these stories out to more people. Thank you. Talk to you next time.